Right, we are at the bottom of Mem Dalet Amud Beis at the two dots. We are at the two dots. Yeah, five ones at the bottom. We said B'chol Yom Ahaya Zahava Yorik, and we mentioned that when very often when the Gemara uses the lashon of Yorik, it doesn't mean green, like we understand nowadays in modern Hebrew, but it's more a yellowish color. So we're going to mention different shades and different types of gold. The Gemara says, Amr Chizda Shiva Zahavim Hain. There are seven types of gold. Shiva Zahavim Hain. Zahav, regular, good old plain gold. Vizahav Toiv. And there is good gold. Taisa says, second to last Taisa, Mefash B'Yashami, Kishitzorf, and I say, Einu Nechsa Klum. Right, and this is a type of pure gold that when you mine it, it doesn't lose the actual gold, so it's very pure. So that is Zahav Toiv. Then we have Zahav Eifir. We have Zahav Mupaz, Mephaz, Zahav Shachet, Zahav Sagar, Zahav Puyam. So we explain Zahav of Zahav Toiv. Where do we learn these two things from? Dichsev Uzahav Haaretz Hahu Toiv. The gold in that land was good. Rashi says, bottom Rashi, Michlal Deika Zahav Stoma. So there is a mashmos that if there's good gold, so there must be regular, ordinary gold also. So that is that. Then we said there is a Zahav Eifer. The Asim Eifer comes from a place. Zav Mupa Shadema Lepaz, which Rashi says is Matziv Kemargolius, it's very bright and shines. Zav Shachut Shenitve Kechut, it's spun like a thread, meaning it's very, Rashi says, Mipnei Shurach, it's very soft. You're able to spin it like a thread. Kivegus Mitzayin on the Pasuk in Malachim Aleph, where it actually mentions this Lashon of Zav Shachut. And there is Zahav Sogur, which also appears there in Sefer Malachim. What does that mean? This is the closed gold. What does that mean? B'shah sh'niftach kolachanuyes, b'shah sh'niftach, excuse me, kolachanuyes nizgaris. Meaning, once this gold opens its doors, becomes available and accessible, all of the shops close because no one is going to buy the the Sugbeis gold once this Zahav Sogur opens up. Zav Puriyam, Pariyam, Shadim, Adam, Haparim. It's similar to the dam of the Parim. So that was Rav Chizda. So he says that there are seven Rav Ashi, Amar Chamishim. That's only five. Kol Chad V'Chad, Ispe, Zahav, V'Zahav Toiv. Meaning, any one of these is either considered to be regular, standard, grade gold or good gold. So they all fit in to one of those other ones. Tanya Nam Yachi, B'Cholyam, Zahav Yorik, Vayim, Odim, Ainu, Zahav Purim, Shadim, Adam, Haparim. Bring a riot that the Zahav Purim is Dame, Adam, Haparim. There is a question as to what exactly it seems to be a machlekas. Chizda says there's seven golds. Chizda says that there's five golds. I mean, you know, B'men Echlika, what exactly is the Nafkamina? So, you know, is it if a person says, I'll sell you a full range, a full gamut of golds, how many different types of golds does he need to provide? So the Ian Yaakov says over here, Zayin mini zav mehem ki hazav hu shefa bracha hayered mishamayim la'aretz. He says gold symbolizes shefa bracha, which comes from shamayim la'aretz. The neged shivarikiyim heim zayin mini zahavim zu lemalamizu. And that is the that is the inyan of these seven different types of gold. Okay, good. Says the Gemara Vayter, we said, B'chol Yom Makriv, Pras V'Shachris, and Pras Min Arbayim, B'chol Yom Hoyes Hadaka, V'Hayoyim Daka Min Hadaka. So every day it was thin, and today it was particularly thin. So we say, Tan Rabban, Daka. Now what does the Pasuk say? It says, "V'lakach malay hamach dagach li'esh mal mizbeach mifnei Hashem, u'malay chafnav keteris samim daka." So the keteris is daka; it's very fine. So I want a daka. Ma tamad leimar. V'haloi kvar nemra v'shachakta mimena hadeik. It already says that you will grind it up finely. V'shachakta mimena hadeik. Ela la'avi daka min hadaka. It's coming to teach me that the Keteris on Yom Kippur was extra fine. Extra fine. There's a kasha which the Sfas Emes asks, and her shtarka kasha, and that is, we know we have a klal when it comes to inyanei kodshim, and that is, if the Torah presents a particular mitzvah and says do X, so if the Torah doesn't repeat it, I say very nice, it's a nice thing to do, but if I don't do it, maybe it's still okay. It's only if it's shana lavakos of la'akiv, if the Torah repeats it a second time, then I know that it is likuva, it's non-negotiable, and if you don't do it, it is actually ma'akiv. So ask the Sfas Emes, how do you know to darshan from the extra words, and that there's a din on Yom Kippur, that it's got to be daka min hadaka? Maybe it's just shana lavakos of la'akiv. It's just telling me that the Keteris must be fine. But how do you know to go another stage and say that it's got to be extra fine? What is the raya? It says maybe there's some other pasuk I saw in the Sefer of Rabbi Yashiv, and I can have it with me, but that Rabbi Yashiv actually quotes a pasuk, and he says, l'chair, it's from this pasuk, but that is the ha'ara. How would you know, how do you know that it's daka min hadaka? L'chair shalom v'kassu la'akim. Fine. We said, b'chol yoyim kahanim oilin b'mizrach ishol kevish. So every day, the Kohanim would go up the east side of the Kevesh. They're going up the east side of the ramp, which we said is the right side of the ramp. So, what's the pshat? The Amamar, Kopinois Shatapoina, Loyoy Ela Derech Yemin Lemizrach. Whenever you turn, you should be turning to your right. I'm a little bit confused as to what pshat is over here in the Gemara. Let's go back to the Mishnah, Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Rashi over there is a little bit more explanatory. Rashi, it's about 15 lines at the bottom. Rashi says, "B'chol yom kahanim ha'olim lemizbeach olim misfas mizrachi shel kevesh." They would go on the eastern side. Shehamizrachu liyamin ha'olam, meaning the east is on the fellow's right. Why? Sharipana avlatzafen, right? He's facing the north. Kesheila bekevesh. So the actual ramp is in the south. He's going up the ramps. He's facing the north. The cave and the chol tchilas pinos of liyamin. Now here's the point, being that when he's going to have to invariably turn, he's going to have to turn right. Ein noya sheyehi makif shalei letzerich. It's not nice that he unnecessarily travels. Now varecha makevesh sheishes reyava. So in other words, Rashi seems to be saying like this. Imagine this is your kevesh, and he's on the southern side, he's facing the northern side, and we're saying you're supposed to go on the east, which we're saying is on the right. Why? Because if he goes up on the western side, on the left side, he's going to have to turn right, as we know. So the reason why he shouldn't go on the western side is because he's going to end up kind of traversing this 16 Alma area unnecessarily. So why walk on the Kevesh unnecessarily? So go on the right-hand side. You go up to the right, you immediately turn right, and you're good. But don't go on the left. So if we really want to ask ourselves, what is the reason why when the Kohen goes up the ramp, he goes on the eastern side and on the western side? Nothing to do with kol pinei she'atapaina leyu ala derech yemin. If I go to the top of the ramp, I'm going to turn right. So either I'm going to go here and turn right, I'm going to go here and turn right. I'm going to turn right whichever way I am. So the real reason why I shouldn't go on the western side of the ramp is I shouldn't be walking unnecessarily, like Rashi said. Rashi says that you're being makif shalei letzerich and so on, and therefore you shouldn't do that. So the Gemara is saying, what is the reason why? Why do we say that you are to go on the right side, on the eastern side? Damar called Pinah Shatapina, lo you eladech yemin. Either way, whenever you go up, you'll turn right. Nafkamina is if I've got to walk 16 amas, so if I don't have to walk 16 amas, but why? Well, why does the Gemara say the Ein Noah Sheyakiv Shelo Letzerich? You know, it's unnecessary.
Because it says Yemin Limizrach. You go on the right. And you've got to be the Mizrach.
Yeah, it doesn't say you have to go.
It doesn't have to go.
It's, you're just going to the right, which is Lemizrach. I'm not sure. Okay, we said, now here we have a Shaila in Girsais. So, again, our Girsais back in the Mishnah was that B'chol Yoim Kehanim Oilin B'Mizrach Shal Kevesh V'Yardim B'Maravi V'Hayoim Kehen Gadol Oile B'Emtza V'Yered B'Emtza Lashon Yachid. Who's going up? One person is going up in the middle. He's going up in the middle. So if you, you see the gears over here, Hayarim. So with the brackets, it's Vayarim Oilin the Emsa, the Yardin the Emsa. And that is actually the gears of the Rambam. And the Luyashiv says it. That's, you know, that is Mestaber. We'll see why in a minute. But in the over here in the in Mesas Hashas, he changes it to Oile and Yered. Vayarim Oile the Emsa, the Yered the Emsa. So in other words, the Nav Kamina really is. Is it one person who's going up in the middle of the ramp, or are there several people going up in the middle of the ramp? So, says the Gemara, my time. Well, what's the reason why? Mishum kvoidoi de kain gadol. The reason why is kvoidoi de kain gadol. So, if you recall back in the Mishnah, Rashi said, what is the kavod of the kain gadol? If you're in a place where you're not, where you're very nervous to be in this place because of its kedusha, because of its hashivas, because of its sanctity, so you're kind of walking on eggshells. You don't want to walk there unnecessarily, and wherever I need to walk, I'll walk. But you know, to machzeh chaimish, and to just walk around and about as if, you know, I own this place, you're not supposed to do. Rashi said on the Mishnah, "V'hayoyim ken gadol mare kvoidoy v'chibasor kvoidan v'chibasin shal Yisrael v'yazoy." Shehu Shluchan, he is their shliach. Va'oise atzmi keben bayis. I'm going to walk in the middle of the kevesh. I have to walk unnecessarily. You know, it's no problem. It's okay. That's so. Here the Gemara says. So why does he walk in the middle? Mishum kvoidei dekein gadol. So again, if he's doing this to show the kavod and the chashivas of Klal Yisrael, so then why is it dafke kvoidei shel kein gadol? If you have the girsa oilin v'yardin, Yerushalmi actually says that the skan and the reish beis av accompany him, one on his right and one on his left, and therefore it is mistaber according to Yerushalmi that it would say oilin, and that is mishum kvoidei shel kein gadol, that he's accompanied, he's flanked by the skan and the reish av. On either side. I'll come on to that. Is the discussion there about the gears. Now we said, B'chol yoyim ken gadol mekadesh yadav raglav min ha-kiyar, from the regular kiyar basin, whereas today he would do so from the special, what was the lashon of the Mishnah? There we go.
The special
Kitan Shulzov. And today there was this Kitan Shulzov, this special golden flask. There is an interesting machlekes also in Yerushalmi as to whether or not the first Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim, which he does, also warrants and obligates him to use the Kitan Shulzov. The Mishnah only mentioned it over here. Discussion in Yerushalmi, what about the previous Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim, which he did? Al Kabbanim says the Gemara, my time, why does he do the Kitan Shulzov? My time and Mishum Kvoidoi Shel Kein Gadol. He does it because of Kvoidoi Shel Kein Gadol. If you look at the last Tesis and Memdal and Medeis, Vayei Mikitin Shel Zav, the Amar Perek Sheni Dezvachim, the Bechol Kli Shoreis Mekadesh, meaning really, one is able to be Mekadesh one's hands, Lav Dafke Min Akiyar. You can take any Kli Shoreis and you can be Mekadesh. It's very interesting. You could take a bowl which might be used to be mekabel dam or something, but it's niskadish for kedushas kli sharis, and he can wash his hands with it. So Tosfos, I think, is explaining and justifying how can you just take a flask and use it? You can use any kli sharis. Tosfos says it's not a chiddush that he can use it, and therefore mishum kvedish l'ken gadol. This is something which is special. He uses it. Good. I'm sorry? I think it's from the same source of Mayim where the Mayim and the Kiyar came from, as opposed to from anywhere, I believe.
Yeah, But then it creates a problem, because the laver then, which is made specially for that, for washing hands and feet, it becomes redundant. Can you imagine if everybody
The regular kahanim will use the kiar, the regular kahanim. But this is, you know, mishum the yakris of the kohen gadol. On Yom Kippur, he's using a special titan shalzav. Okay, we get into now a discussion of the marachis. We have the mizbeach. It was quite a big area, 32 amas by 32 amas. But there were several marachis. There were several pyres on the mizbeach. Well, the question is, how many marachis were there? And what exactly was their function? So we're going to have three shitas. What was it that there were on a regular day two, on a regular day three, on a regular day four? But everyone agrees in Yom Kippur there's an extra one. So it's either going to be two and Yom Kippur three, three Yom Kippur four, four Yom Kippur five. And it's going to be based, learned out of psukim and so on. So let's see. We say like this. Tan Rabbana, b'chol yoyim hayu shtayim marachis, v'hayoyim shalish. Achas Maracha Gedola, the Achas Maracha Shnia Shel Keteris. That was the second Maracha with you take the coals and use that for burning the Keteris. The Achas Shemei Sifin Baibayim Vive Reb Yehuda. And the third one was the one that you are Mesif Baibayim. Rashi, if you look at Rashi about eight lines down, what was this third one? Shemei Sifin Le Baibayim Litol Mimena Gecholim Le Keteris Shel Lifnai Velefnim. So the third, the function of the special maracha of Yom Kippur was to take the coals from that, from the Mizbech HaChitz, and I remember it's outside, it's in the Azara, it's in the Azara, it's not in the Ulam, it's not in the Echol, it's outside in the Azara, but from there, you're going to take the coals, and so on. Avol k'teresh al Mizbech HaPanimi, harei k'teresh al Kalashana. So that was normal. This is the special one which you're using for Livnaiv Lifnim. That is the third one. So again, like Rabbi Yehuda said, what's the third one according to Rabbi Yehuda? The Kiyum Eish. You might have thought the Kiyum Eish means that there's a separate maracha which just needs to have fire on it the whole time. You might have said that. Rashi says not like that. Rashi says, Shal Kiyum Eish. Shim Ein Eish Shal Maracha Gedolah Miskaber. Meisifin Alav Mizeh. So you had another little pyre which had a good fire burning on it, and in the event that the Maracha Gedolah was getting a little bit shvach, so you would take some eish from this kiyum eish. This one was actually there to service the maracha gedolah. That is the way Rashi learns. Not everyone learns like that, but that is the way Rashi learns. That is the pshat in kiyum eish. And finally, says Rabbi Yosi, v'achish misifin b'ibayoyim, that from that the musa from the fourth one according to Rabbi Yosi, it was from that you would take the coals and you would burn the keteris lefnai v'lefnim from those coals. We have a shayla as the Giras, the third Tano. Either it's Rebbe. The Rishash says no, the Giras should be Rebbe Meir. And says the Rishash, it's Mistabra, because that's what we had in our Mishnah. You know, our Mishnah said there was four, and on Yom Kippur 5, they were Rebbe Meir. So we said it's Mistabra to go with the gears of the Faneno. Some say that it wasn't the gears in the Tisefta, according to Tisefta. Kabbalah will go with the Rashash, that Rabbi Meir says, B'chol Yom Arba, B'hayim Chamesh. So again, Achash Amaracha Gedela, Achash Amaracha Shishnei Shal Keteres, Achash Amaracha Kiyama Eish. He agrees to the three of Rabbi Yasi. The Achas Le'ivarim U'Pedarim Shalanis Aklum Yibarev. And there's one for yesterday's Eivarim and Pedarim, which have not yet been fully consumed. There was a separate maracha. As you don't put them on the same maracha as today's Eivarim and Pedarim, but the ones which are from yesterday, they went on their own maracha. The achash meisifin b'yayim. Fine. So again, two or three or four, four or five, That's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Meir. So as the Gemara de Kuli Alma Mias. Tadi Yislahu, everyone agrees that there's at least two. That is for sure, unless man the Pala, everyone agrees that there's at least two. Minalan, what is the source that there's at least two? Amar Kram. So let's just read. The Vazik says like this, Tzav es Aaron, the Esbon of Lamer, Zeus Teras Ha'oila, He Ha'oila al Moikata, the Oila it's on its pyre, Al Mizbech Kala Laila, Adabayke Vesh Mizbech Tukad Bayt. That is the beginning of Parshas Tzav, as we know. Amakra, He Ha'oila al Moikata al Mizbech Kala Laila, Zu Maracha Gedoila. That is a reference to the Maracha Gedoila. Then the Eish Mizbech Tukad Boy, which is the end of the Pasuk, the Eish Mizbech Tukad Boy, Zu Maracha Shnia, Shokteris. So that is the two Marachas according to everyone. Mm-hmm. And that is Rabbi Yehuda. Now Rabbi Yossi says there's a third Maracha, which is for the Kiyama Eish, which again Rashi learned meant that if the main Maracha Gedoila is ebbing and dying down, so then one would go and be mechazik it from the Kiyama Eish Maracha, Rabbi Yossi, Kiyama Eish Menale. Where does he learn Kiyama Eish? Nafkalei mi v'eish al hamizbech tukad boy. He learns it out from v'eish al hamizbech tukad boy. And that is already, a couple of psukim later, it says v'eish hamizbech tukad boy le'sichbe. So he learns out from the Eish Alamizbech to Kadboy. So that tells me that there is a separate Maracha, a separate pyre for the Kiyama Eish. Now Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there's only two. There's not a third one. What does he do with that? Rabbi Yehuda, Lahat Sassus, Al Yisa, He Da'asa. That is not to tell me that there is a separate Maracha as such. It's just to tell me that the kindling wood, the twigs, the splinters, meaning they would use, what would they use to get the fires going? They would use Alisa, which is the kindling wood. Alisa Hudaasa. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, the Brayis of the Tanya, Haya reviewed Aimer Minayin Latzasas Alisa Shaloi Tehei Ela Bereish Shomizbech. Meaning, when you would go and get the fire going, as we know, whenever you make a fire, you start with small chips and splinters and twigs and so on, and from there you move on to pieces of wood which are slightly larger and so on. So Minayin Latzasas Alisa Shaloi Tehei Ela Bereish Shomizbech. You know, you need to go ahead and ignite that fire and get that little aliyasa going on the actual Reish Al HaMizbeach. You might have said that to the extent that it's just really there to kind of get the main Maracha going, let me get it going down below and then I'll bring up, you know, a torch, a lighted piece of wood onto the Mizbeach, and then I'll go in and I'll light the Maracha Gedolah. No. And that we say, Zogtav Yudah Minayin Latzasas Alisa Shalite Ella Bereshe Shom Isbeach Talmud Lamer Ve'Eish Al Hamizbeach Tukad Boy, meaning Ve'Eish Al Hamizbeach Tukad Boy. It's got to be on the actual Mizbeach itself. So says Rabbi Yehuda, no, it is only to Marachas. There's this other pasuk which says Ve'Eish Mizbeach Tukad Boy. That's coming to tell me not that there's a new or third Maracha, but rather to tell me that when your matzis, when you light the al yisa, it's got to be done on the mizbech itself. Good, says the Gemara. Rav Yossi, Menayin she'isa Maracha. No, one second. Let me just one more time. Let's again. Give me Menayin. So what is the source that you have to make a third Maracha for the Kiyama Eish? So according to him, so where does he learn this din which Rabbi Yehuda taught us? That you have to make sure that you get the fire going with the splinters and the chips and so on the Reish Mizbeach. Where does he learn that out from? Nafkalei, Me'echad Nafkalei, Elov Shimon. He learns it out from the same place, from the same source. So Rav Shimon learns it out from the Tanya. V'nosnu b'nei Aaron HaKohen eish al hamizbech. So again, the whole pasuk says, v'nosnu b'nei Aaron HaKohen eish al hamizbech, v'orchu eitzim al ha'esh. So v'nosnu b'nei Aaron eish al hamizbech. They will place fire on the mizbeach, limed al hatzosis alisa shleite ela b'kohen kasher. But the klisharis, did Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda says that this din of hatzosis alisa has to be done with, number one, a kohen kasher, and number two, with klisharis. So Rashi says, what does it mean with klisharis? Interesting, we don't usually refer to clothing as klisharis, but Rashi says, but klisharis means bilavush bigde kahuna. Meaning you might have thought that this is just the preparatory stage, you know, getting the fire going by lighting these little twigs for the sake of getting the Maracha Gedola lit. No, no. Is that really a proper Avoida which requires a Kohen Kasher and Big De Kahuna? Sakta Biyuda, yes. Limud al Atzaz Zaliz Hishleite Ela Big Kohen Kasher. But Big De Shorat Rebuta Amar Le'ev Shimon. The Chisala Al Dayit Chashazar Kariv Ligabi Mizbeach. To the extent that the Pasuk says that you have to place the Eish on Mizbeach, and the Pasuk says, V'nosnu b'nei Aaron, Nakoyin Eish on Mizbeach, there's no Havamina to tell me that a Zar is coming on the Mizbeach, Chisal Dat Chishazar Garav on Mizbeach, Ela Limin Ela Tzasas Ali Sishalite, Ela Beroy Shishon Mizbeach. That is the Iker. Don't be madgish to the beginning of the Pasuk of V'nosnu b'nei Aaron, Nakoyin. That is a din, that the Kahanim, when they are bikihunam, which means with their clothing. No, that's Pasha. The main thing is the Al HaMizbeach Shaboy of the Pasuk, that it must be done Al HaMizbeach. That is the Ikra of the Pasuk. Rav Yehuda, no. Imi Asam Havamina Koyahara the Ovid Bimapucha. Says Rav Yehuda, no, had it been from there, okay, you're right, the Pasuk says, you're right, it does say that, but what would be if you'd be down below and you would use some type of a fan of sorts to fan the flame to get it to light up from down below? You might have said that's also a kiyum of Al HaMizbeach. How do you know that you physically need to be on the Mizbeach when you are lighting these twigs and so on? So, in the Kamash Malon, that is what the Pasuk is coming to teach me, that you have to be literally Al HaMizbeach. Fine. Now, we said, Rabbi Meir says, there's a fourth pyre. There's a fourth maracha. What's the fourth maracha? If you have yesterday's Eivarim Upadarim showing this Aklu, and, you know, the show must go on. You've got the Tamishal Ben Arbaim, which needs to go on the Marach, and the Tamishal Shacha, so you might need to remove the yesterday's Evarim and Padarim, which were not Nis Akel called Iker. So Reb Meir says, we're not going to put them on the same Marach as today's ones, so we have another one. Rabbi Meir, Evarim and Padarim, Shwan Isaklu, Mi Ba'erev, Minale, that there's a separate Marach. Nafkalei, Mi, the Eish. It runs out from the extra vav. The extra vav, v'rabbanon, as in Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, who didn't learn out that there's a fourth maracha, a separate one for these things, a vav, loy darshi. And it's interesting, because as we're going to see on the base, it seems to be mashma that they're saying be'etzim, the vav is insignificant. That's not enough to justify a whole drasha, a whole nother maracha. Vav, they're going to say, even though we don't dash the Vav, but if there's a Vav and a Hey, Viha, that already is a different story, but a Vav, Leidash, they're not going to dash and just the Vav. V'rabbanin, okay, fine. So you're not going to tell me, you're not going to learn that there's a separate Maracha for Eivar Mupadam Shlein Zaklu. V'rabbanin, Eivar Mupadam Shlein Zaklu, Mi Be'ariv, Mai Ovilu, so what do you have to do with yesterday's Eivarim and Pedarim? What do you do with that? My oven, who? Mahadalu, the Maracha Gedolah. Put it back on yesterday's Maracha. What's the problem? Put it back on yesterday's Maracha. No problem whatsoever. The Tanya. Minayin Leivarim Ubudam Shoinis Aklu Miba Erev. Shusidron Al Gabi Mizbeach. You place them back on the Mizbeach. then ein marzikon, and if there is insufficient room on the mizbeach, shesedron al hakevesh, that you're allowed to place it on the ramp, oy al gav seiv, or the section, the middle way up the kevesh, midway up the mizbeach, there was a ledge, and you can place it on the kevesh, you can place it on the seiv. Tesis just adds and says, well, is it a din that you can place it anywhere on the mizbeach? What about down below on the yisoid? Says Tezis, al gabi yisoid loy. Then gain, then it would be nifsal balina im yaret. Avol seiviv, shu mihatzi mizbeach v'lamala. That is already halfway and up. Hareyu ka mizbeach. The ein lina may alas bereshu shal mizbeach. I mean, if you're on the mizbeach or anything which is considered in din to be like the mizbeach, which is the seiviv also, then there's not going to be a psul of lino.
The whole
canvas,
because they're
going to
be there, only up until that point
where
it meets the
midpoint
of the
midpoint. We're saying, I mean, it doesn't differentiate over here. It's, it doesn't say that a particular area of the kavish, it's mashma, the whole thing would be considered to be, would be considered to have that kedusha is a mizbeach. So again, how do we know that if you have yesterday's Evarim Upadam Shalinis Aklu, Mi Ba'erev, Shasidun Al Gabi Mizbech, Mein Machzik and Shasidun Al Kedesh, Oy Al Gav Seidiv, Ad Shiyasim Arach Gdela, Vesaidun, until there's sufficient space, and then you can place it back on the Marach Gdela, Tamalay Ma'asher Techel Aish, Esa Oil Al Mizbech. So, yeah, so there's no need to make a separate Maracha for yesterday's Hevarim Upadarim. You'll just, when there's room, and when things die down a little bit, then you can go ahead and put it back on the Marach HaGadoyla.
Why the Tosfos says the Yesod is actually possible Lina?
The question is, why is the Yesod possible Lina? Because if you have Hevarim Upadarim, which are not on the Mizbech is Koilet. The Mizbech, if it's on the Mizbech, it's still considered to be you're in the process. But once it's on the ground, so it's nifsal belina. So it's like it's been on the ground overnight, it becomes possible. And being on the yisoid is as if it was on the ground. Now, so Rabbi Meir, who learned out that you actually have another pasuk which teaches me that you make a separate maracha. So what does Rabbi Meir do with Asher Techel Eish Esa Oila? It says the Gemara of Rabbi Meir, Ikuli Oila Atamachzir. Meaning you are machzir ikuli oila. You're not machzir kuli k'teris. What does that mean? Let's just see a couple of Rashi's. Rashi says that the Rashi ikuli oila poikin shepaku mi'ala eish. So if you have limbs which popped off the fire, v'kari bei ashetechol esa oila al mizbech. So you need to make sure that they go back on the mizbech. So those ones you place back on the Mizbeach, but you don't place the Keteris which came off. Let's just see the Brice of the Tanya. Reb Hananya bar min yoimi bidibay Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov. Ashutechol eish as oila Mizbeach, ikule oila atamachzir, viatamachzir ikule Keteris. You know, machzir ikule Keteris. There's an interesting Lashna Rambam over here. The Rambam says like this. In the Rambam, in the beginning of Per Gimel of Tamidin Umusafin, says Mitzvah Asay LaHakter Hakteris Al Mizbech Hazav Shveichel Pamayim Bechol Yoyim Vavoyker Ubein Arbaim and so on. Now Halacha Beis Tamav Aktir Mimena Bechol Yoyim Mishkol Mea Dinarim Chamishim Vavoyker Chamishim Ben Arbaim. Now the Hakteris Shepaka Me'al Gabi Hamizbeach. Afilo karatin shaba ein machzirin oisan. So it's quite an interesting lashon. Ein machzirin oisan. You're not machzirit. In other words, you could have learned this sugya that it says asheter that Rabbi Meir says you could have had a machzir. You had a machzir. You could have kteris that you don't have to. In other words, if you have a limb, and you know sometimes when you have a fire, so things pop off and so on. So the limb you must return. Iatamachzir ikuli k'teris. But you don't have to return
be kulei k'teres. But if you want to, you can. The Lashon of the Rambam is quite strong. The Rambam says, I mean, he doesn't say aser, but he says k'teres shapakam al gabim mizbech afilu katish ba ein machzir neisam. You are not machzir. So yeah, I was looking in the Sikh Mafteach Avi. He does bring achreinim who clear as to whether it's just that you're not obligated to, or it's in downright osir. It's osir to be machzir. And it's interesting. Some of the achreinim say, "What's takada havana? What is the difference? Why do we say if you have a limb which is yet to be properly consumed, put it back? But if you have some of the samamonim which have yet to be lit and burnt and so on, you don't put it back. You don't have to put it back, or you mustn't put it back. So some say, like Ishmael Kechilek, they say like this. They say, when it comes to the carbon, to the basar, it's a din in the basar, in the cheftza. The meat must be consumed. The meat must be burnt. And therefore, the meat popped off too prematurely, and has yet to be consumed, so there's a din that basar needs to be nis'akel. Mashing by the k'teris, it's more a din that I need to go ahead, the kohen needs to place k'teris on the mizbech to bring about the ashan, the pillar of smoke. Once you've done that, you're good to go. There's no din on every single bit of the various samamonim of the k'teris. It's a din in the chefza that it needs to be muktar. It's a din al yedei the haktar of the k'teris. You will create the smoke.
Isn't it with the reyach nechuach, Hashem? Reyach nechuach, and the two of them.
I don't know, but they say it's a din in creating the smoke. Apparently, there's a brisker rav. So I was trying to find a brisker rav. I thought it's in his chiddushim on Maseches Yuma. I was looking on the daf, I couldn't find it, but I stumbled across a different brisker rav. So we'll just mention a different brisker rav, which actually is negeir to yesterday. Just to mention, it's an interesting kasha. It's very every kasha of the Gevuras Ari is a starker kasha. The Gevuras Ari on Daf Mem Dalad on the days we shared yesterday's daf, but we said a very interesting thing. We said in the Mishnah that b'chol yoyim ayachita b'shel kesef u'ma'ar b'seich shel zav. So he would take a silver, a little shovel, and he would pour it into the golden shovel, and some of them would fall to the ground, and so on. And the silver shovel had four, or three, and the other one would have two, and there'd be one which would fall to the ground. But on Yom Kippur, because of Chol Shadokan Gadol, we use the gold one the whole time, we don't mess around with silver and then gold. Very nice. So, Frekt the Gevuras Ari. Frekt the Shagaz Aryeh, Azoy. It says like this. And he says, it's mavur that the only reason why we do this is because of chul shu the kohen gadol. You know, the kohen gadol is doing all the avodah himself. He might get weak and tired and so on. And so, but without that reason, then we would say that do like you do the rest of the year, silver and then change it to gold. Now he asks, one second. If a person, the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, if you go ahead and you start pouring coals out, so there could be two problems. There could be a problem of havara, and there could be a problem of kibuy. But if you have coals, some of them are fiery coals, and some of them are not fiery coals, and you start pouring them out, emptying them out, the ones which are fiery might get extinguished. The ones which were somewhat light, but they need a bit more oxygen, they might become huvaru. So there's a havara and there's a kibuy. So why over here are we saying, because the kohen gadol might be weak? So you know what? Then we'll allow him to use the same shovel, use the gold through and through. What do you mean? We should always have the kohen always use the same shovel in order to be meineya the chilul Shabbos. Every single Shabbos. Right? 364 days of the year, b'chol yom v'yom, he would switch the shovel from the silver to gold, and he's pouring out the fiery coals, all right, and 51 Shabbos out of the year, whatever it is, he's pouring out the coals into the golden shovel, and by doing so, he's creating a kibuy and a havara. Why do we allow him to do that? We shouldn't allow him to do that. That is a problem. That is the kasha of the Gevuras Ari. Says the Brisker Rav, just mention a couple of lines, what he says, he needs sarachin. Tahar ba'ina and gachalei esh. Pasuk says there's a din of gachalei esh. V'loy oimamais. Cannot be ones which are kind of dying down. It's got to be gachalei esh. V'gam ba'inin shu gachalei esh meha mizbeach. It's got to be ones which are gachalei esh from the mizbeach. As in, you took it from the mizbeach when they're gachalei esh. De'bemeh shebetchila yu oimamais, if they were originally dying down. V'yachakach yislahatu. Loy chashiv v'lokach gachalei esh from the mizbeach. So, right, that's not considered to be from the mizbeach. L'vizeh, im chabes al yoynes, were he to extinguish the upper ones, eich chashiv gachalei esh. How could that be considered to be gachalei esh? V'al karchach bechreach, da'av kishumu nachim sham, even when they're placed there, leinasu oymamais, it must be that they are gachalei esh the whole time, and they haven't died down to this, to the extent that they're considered to be oymamais, and they're always considered to be gachliyesh. In which case, you are not being mechaber, because it's always gachliyesh. The Gemara, so he goes on to say, maybe the reason why we allow it the rest of the year is because it's a malach shein tzrich legufa, because you're not intending on doing a kibuy. You don't want to do a kibuy, but I'll go on. Sorry? Sure we do. Sure. Malach, we say Malach Shein Tzrich LeGufa. By all Malachas, it happens to be, Rabbi Yehuda says Malach Shein Tzrich LeGufa is Chayev. Rabbi Yehuda is Machlekes Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, which makes sometimes things difficult for us. I mean, in the Mishnah Berurah, Kesedin Hilcha Shabbos says that it's Kedai to be Machmer Ubifrat. Lefi, Mashi, Adua, the Shitz Rambam is that Malach Shein Tzrich LeGufa is Chayev. But Mi ikra din, we pass kim lach shein tzrich legufa is potter. In which case, that is the answer which the Gevura Sari gives.
Don't we have the principle that in the mikdash we can do a lot of things, like for example lighting, putting light there, killing the animal, the blood. The
question is, you know, can you not do malachas in the mikdash? But usually there has to be a tzerech. Like, you know, what is the big tzerech? What is the big tzerech every single Shabbos to do a chilul Shabbos? Why? Just use one shovel and don't do a chilul Shabbos. Stam, just to go ahead and do a chilul Shabbos. It seems to be a little bit, nispar de chavila, that, you know, everything is open up, you can do it, you know, just use a shovel, and this way you're not doing a kibbutz, you're not taking off the horizon. Surely there has to be some reason to justify. Okay, good. Says the Gemara, about 8 lines down. The Kuli Alma Mias, Mesivin Babyem. The Kuli Alma Mias, Mesivin Babyem Islam. They all agree that you add an extra maracha on Yom Kippur. So again, we have Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda is 2, Yom Kippur 3, Rabbi Yosi 3, Yom Kippur 4, Rabbi Meir 4 and 5. Everyone agrees you add an extra one. Minolo, where do they learn that out from? Navkalahu, mi the ish. Mi the ha ish. What does the pasuk say? V'eish ala mizbeach tukat bay leisichta. V'afilu leman deloy darish vav vavhei darish. So they will darish in vavhei. Now, it's fascinating. When you think about this, I mean, where is this pasuk written? It's written in the beginning of Tzav. V'eish ala mizbeach tukat bay leisichta v'yar lakren eitzim babaker and so on. It's a pasuk in the beginning of Tzav. Somehow they saw, there's from the Vav and the Hay of the Ha'esh al HaMizbeach, which is written by the Karban Oila in Pashas Tzav, that's a remez that there's an extra Marach on Yom Kippur. It's like it's not talking about Yom Kippur at all. There's no remez whatsoever to Yom Kippur. Nevertheless, we say that from there they learned out Yom Kippur. So that is Vavei Darish. Now, Eish Tamid Lemai Asa. What are we doing with Eish Tamid Lemai Asa? Rashi says, 3 lines down, Eish Tamid Tukad Lemai Asa. Kaven the Darashta Koa Mikdis. The Inyana, being that you've dashed every time when it uses Lashna Mikid, you're using it to dash in something. So what do you do with Eish Tamid Lemai Asa? There should be a perpetual fire on the Mizbeach. Loi sichbe. Do not extinguish it. Limeid al marach shnia shal k'teris shaloitei ela al Mizbeach achitzen. Says, coming to tell me on the second maracha of the k'teris, meaning you have to have a second maracha, that should be placed on the outer Mizbeach, not on the inner Mizbeach. As she says, Shalitei ela al Mizbeach achitzen, Haikra, the Mizbech Ha'oilaksif. It's the Mizbech Ha'oilak. So, even though the Haktara will be done in Mizbech Ha'panimi, the Mizbech Ha'zov, but the coals are coming from the Mizbech Ha'chitzin. It's Eish, Tamid Tukel Mizbech Leisichbe, Limid Amarach Hashneer Shal Keteris, Shalaytei Ela Al Mizbech Ha'chitzin, Eish Machta. What about the shovel which you take the coals? Which you're going to use to be maktir the k'teris lefnayim and lefnim, u'menorah and the eish of the menorah minayin. Where do I know that? Rashi, look at Rashi. Eish maktir menorah. Eish tiyam kipurim to lefnayim and lefnim. The eish the menorah the hadlakas neris the chol yema minayin shtei nitelis mi al hamizbeach achitzin. How do I know that the source of the fire for the eish maktir, which is going to go, you're bringing Eish into the Lefnayim Lefnim. Where is that Eish coming from? It's coming from the Mizbeach Achitzin. Where is the Eish which you're using to be Madak the Menorah coming from? It's coming from the Mizbeach. So how do I know that? How do I know that? Eish Machta Menorah Menayin. Vidinu. I have a Limud. Nemra Eish Bekteris. It says the word Eish by Keteris. Now, it's not so clear exactly where it says Eish by Keteris. Rashi says, Tichsiv Yaktirena. It doesn't actually say Eish. It says Yaktirena. Vein Haktora B'lei Eish. Which would come out to be a fascinating limud according to Rashi. And if you look at the limud of the Gemara, it says Eish by Keteris, and it says Eish by Machta U'menoira. So even though it doesn't actually say the word Eish, Pela de Kazach, but it will have to be some type of a Ba Shemesh, Ba Kain, the Shava Kain type of Limut, that even though it doesn't say the actual word Eish. Tesis has very interesting shot. Nearly the Siv Gabi Kerach. Ata the Arain. Ish machtase usnuven eish v'simalein keteris. So it's referring to that eish which is mentioned by the keteris. So I mean, you can understand why Rashi didn't want to learn from there. Well, we want the real deal, the real normal keteris. But Rashi has to be savable the fact that it doesn't actually say eish. Al kapanim, we said we want to know now these two things. How do we know that the eish machta, the shovel full, the shovels worth of coals which you're bringing lefnayim and lefnim needs to come from the Mizbeach Achitzin? How do I know that the fire which you're using to light the menorah needs to come from the Mizbeach Achitzin? So we say Nemra Eish Bakteris V'Nemra Eish B'Machto Menorah Mala Halanu Al Mizbeach Achitzin Afkan Al Mizbeach Achitzin Oiklach V'Derzu. Or perhaps we have a different way to go. Nemra Eish Bakteris V'Nemra Eish B'Machto Menorah Malahalon b'samach loy, just like over there, it is the eish which is close to it. Af machta u'menora b'samach loy. So too, the machta which is going lifnai v'lifnim, maybe that should come from an eish which is close to it. But if you look at Rashi over here, Rashi says malahalon b'samach loy b'mizbech achitzin asamach l'pnimi. Shalav hakteris niktar, so af machta umenora, so too the age which is going to be used lefnayim lefnim, and the age which is going to be used to kindle the menorah, perhaps neitel min asamach loy. What is in close proximity to lefnayim lefnim and the menorah? The home is becha benimi asamach menorah, and it's samach lefnayim lefnim more so than the mizbeach achitzin. So maybe you should say that. So that the Gemara says, Tavodimer, Eish, Tomid, Tukad, Alamizbeach, Loi, Sirbe. Sagt Rashi, Eisha Marti Lecha Batamid, Hu Shomeneira, Shneimer Baal Alas Ne Tamid, that we say, Tamid Tikhom Zvechel Esich, but Eish Tamid Shom Marti Lecha, meaning which is the Menera, Loite Ela Bereisha Shom Izvech Achitzen. It should be from the Reisha Shom Izvech Achitzen. Fine. So we learned by Menera that it's coming from the Izvech Achitzen. So Lamadnu Eish Lamenera. Eish lemachta minayin. I don't know the eish of the machta which goes lefnai velefnim also. It's supposed to come the mizbech achitzin. V'dinu. Once again, I have a limud. Nemre eish b'machta v'nemre eish b'menera. Malalon al gabe mizbech achitzin. It's coming from the eish, which is al gabe mizbech achitzin. Afkan by the machta. Al mizbech achitzin. Or perhaps say something different. And say like this, Nemra Eish Bakteris, Venemra Eish Bakta, Mala Halan Mesamachloi, Afkan Mesamachloi, Talmud Lema Valakach Maloya Machta Gachli, Eish Mala Mizbeach, Mi Lifne Hashem, from the part which is Mi Lif, which is in front of Hashem. So we say, we hear a little subtlety in the wording. Eizel mizbeach shemiktsasei lifnei Hashem, the ein kulei lifnei Hashem. Aviyemer ze mizbeach achitzin. If you look at Rashi over here, 5-6 lines at the bottom, Achigaz yinez mizbeach shemiktsasei lifnei Hashem, the ein kulei lifnei Hashem. Aviyemer ze mizbeach achitzin. Eizel mizbeach sheyesh lechalik boy ma mimenu lifnei Hashem. Meaning, which mizbeach could you possibly make a chilek and say some of it is in front of Hashem, some of it is not in front of Hashem, and that's the reason why the pasuk says, "Oh, by the way, take from the milifnei Hashem portion." The ilu pnimi, which is further to the ma'ariv, it's kula lifnei Hashem, and lemai must be referring to. The mizbeach achitzin, eiz mizbeach shemitzasim Hashem, the ein and kula of Hashem, aviyem ezem mizbeach achitzin. Says the Gemara, the itzchok lemechtev me'al hamizbeach, the itzchok lemechtev milifnei Hashem, because Rachmana me'al hamizbeach, take the eish me'al hamizbeach, which mizbeach is it? Avamina my mizbeach, maybe it is mizbeach apnimi. How do I know that it's mizbeach achitzin? Because Rachmana. Milivnei Hashem, Eikas Rachmana, Milivnei Hashem, Avamina Dafka, Milivnei Hashem, Avamihai Gisa, Umihai Gisa, Emaloi, Tzricha. I might have thought that, okay, you're taking it from the Mizbeach Achitzin, but maybe only from the side of the Mizbeach Achitzin, which is at least facing Hashem. She says, Dafka, Milivnei Hashem, Keneged Pesach Mamish, Keneged the opening of the Ulam and the Heichal and so on, which is Milifnei Hashem. How do you know you can take from the far side of the Mizbeach and so on? She says, Ava Mihai Yisa de Pesach Loi, Ava Gad Tzad Maraviyu. So how do you know it's on a side which isn't parallel to the Pesach and so on? And that we say from the fact that it says Mi'ala Mizbeach, and therefore it can be from any side of the Mizbeach. We'll end off with a Segula of the Shlach HaKadosh. The Shlach HaKadosh says that if a person is struggling with Hirhuri Aveira, he says there's a Skula. I'm not sure if they say it's Badik Umanusa, but the Shlach HaKadosh says the Skula to help with Machshavis, Zareis, specifically the Gabi Taiv and Hirhur, is to repeat the Pasuk, Eish Tamid Tukad Al Mizbech Leisichta. So says the Shlach.